It's Current State on 90.5 WKAR. Thank you for joining us today. I'm Mark Bayshore. A Lansing area dentist is doing a little bridge work. On the other side of the bridge, Dr. Richard Martsky has run his own dental practice in Grand Ledge for more than 40 years. About 5 years ago, he began providing services a couple of days a month at a clinic in the tiny town of Engadine, about 50 miles northwest of St. Ignace. In 2014, the clinic shut down, forcing patients to travel great distances to seek dental care. But now the people of Engadine are smiling wide once again. The clinic is back, and its dentist has just returned from his first working weekend up north in nearly 2 years. Dr. Rich Martsky joins me now in the studio to talk about his work in the UP. Welcome.
Thank you.
Also joining us by phone, Michelle Chapman. Michelle's the office manager for My Community Dental Centers in Sheboygan, the company which runs the Engadine Clinic. Michelle, welcome to Current State.
Thank you.
Dr. Martsky, you've been a practicing dentist in Grand Ledge more than 40 years. Just help us understand how you came to care for patients in this little town in the UP.
We have a second home in the UP about 13 miles from Engadine along US 2. And we were up there just about the time we were at about 5 years ago. And we were just took a drive into Engadine, and I noticed that there was a dental clinic there. And so I told my wife, I says, I'm going to go in and say hi and just introduce myself. And I went in and talked to the person at the reception desk. And I said to him, I says, you know, if you ever needed some extra help up here, you know, if I get towards the point that I retire, or if we're up here on a weekend, you know, is that something you would need? And he said, I think this is, you walked in the right day.
So, how interesting.
The next thing I know, I was going to an interview up in Marquette a week later, and they said they would hire me. About 6 months later, I started working up there.
So. How interesting. Was it difficult for you to work out the logistics here? This is a long drive.
Well, we have our home there. So they were very cooperative in that I said I could work maybe a Friday and a Saturday, which was something new, but they worked it out, and I would go up very early on Friday morning.
I imagine.
5 o'clock in the morning we'd leave, my wife and I, and I'd work 11 to 7, and then I'd work Saturday, like 8:30 to 5 or something, and it worked out.
You worked a couple of days a month in Engadine for about 3 years, and then the facility closed in 2014. How many patients were you serving by then, and what happened to them once they no longer had that resource of dental care?
Well, I think a lot of them just quit going to the dentist, and some probably found some other places to go, but a lot of them just were going without care.
Michelle Chapman, let's bring you in here. How did your organization, how did My Community Dental Centers get involved?
My Community Dental Centers has been exploring that area for some time, looking for areas that would work out for the need that's in there. They had opened a few centers over in Ewing and Spalding that I think were related to the same company that closed, and had spoke with the lady that run the center in Engadine and realized that would be a great opportunity to enter that area.
So the clinic in Engadine was just sitting idle for close to 2 years. What brought about the funding that finally helped it to reopen? What was your sales pitch here?
Delta Dental Foundation gave us a big grant to get some new equipment that was very needed in that area. And My Community Dental Centers is operating the center, so they brought in the technology and the staffing and HR capabilities to get it back up and running.
We're talking with Michelle Chapman. She's the office manager with My Community Dental Centers in Sheboygan, the company that now runs the clinic where Dr. Richard Martsky of Grand Ledge practices. He's a dentist in private practice in Grand Ledge. He's the sole dental care provider at the Engadine Dental Center in the small town of Engadine. up in the UP. Dr. Martsky, you just reopened the clinic on September the 9th. This past weekend, in fact, you made your first trip up north in almost 2 years. What was it like to reconnect with your patients and colleagues up there?
Well, it was rewarding. When we worked there before, we had a hygienist that drove from Escanaba. We had a...
How far is that?
It's about 100 miles
wow.
from there.
Wow.
And the closest employee came from Curtis. It's probably 20 miles. Mm. And we had all worked together. We'd gotten along well. And when we heard that the clinic might be opening again, we all agreed to come back because we really enjoyed working together and taking care of the people. The real person that deserves a lot of credit is a lady named Ann Salzider, who helped found West Mackinac Health Association back in 1987. And she was a nurse at in Newberry. And after she retired, she's continued to head up this association. And the association owns the building and the equipment. And it was her dream to get this dental clinic back up and going. They have a medical clinic right next as part of the same building. And so she was the one that really pushed this, and she deserves a lot of credit to helping keep this facility and going in the village and to help the people in the area.
How long do you think you're signed on for making this trip to Engadine?
I don't know. As long as I enjoy it, and we do have a home just 13 miles from the clinic, so I can see myself doing this for a while. So as long as I enjoy it, and I think we're doing a lot of good for people and helping people. The people are very appreciative of what you do for them.
I'd like both of you to comment here on your patients. Dr. Martsky commented a minute ago, Michelle, that he fears that a lot of these people just went without dental care here for after the clinic shut down completely in 2014. What's the economic situation? Does that suggest that a lot of people don't have dental insurance, I guess?
Well, there are over 5,000 people that are enrolled in Medicaid itself in Duluth, Alger, Mackinac, and Schoolcraft counties, and another 2,000 that have the Healthy Michigan plan. So there's, you know, a good amount of people that have dental coverage with nowhere within 100 miles to go. We found that a lot of the people with great need, urgent need, did come to see us down in Sheboygan. We would have been the closest. And so, you know, when it got to the point where they really had to go, they came to see us. But they weren't going anywhere for, you know, preventative care. It was once they were in pain and really needed treatment.
Are there any plans to hire at least one dentist who lives closer to your patients?
They're exploring opportunities either to expand the Engadine Center or in the area to be open more frequently. But at this time, I'm not sure, you know, exactly whether it's to expand the Engadine one or to add more in the area.
Dr. Martsky, I understand the clinic is getting some technology upgrades. Can you tell us about those?
Yes, we now have a digital radiography, which is really works in that setting there because we can communicate between clinics if we have to send somebody to another clinic for more advanced services, oral surgery or endodontics. And there's still some need for a few more things. But, you know, I think that will come in time as we are able to get the clinic going more.
Do you ever find yourself in the car after a long work week in Grand Ledge thinking, what am I doing driving to Engadine?
Oh, yes. But once I get, you know, my mother was born in the UP, so
That's why you've got the place up north is because of roots in the
yes,
Upper Peninsula.
Yes, it is. You know, okay. I've always enjoyed the UP, and I'm really fortunate because my wife enjoys it also. And so when we get up to our home up there, it's on a small river in the woods, and it's very peaceful. So it's just a great place to go.
Nice retirement gig. Someday.
It is. Yes. Someday.
Even the center is such a peaceful place, and the people are so nice in the area.
I'd like to ask both of you briefly here. We've got just under a minute. Has this situation shaped your thoughts on healthcare policy or in insurance or such matters? Michelle?
One thing I've realized being in the dental field is the gap for Medicare patients. They always talk about it being with prescriptions, but really it's highly in the dental area is a big gap for coverage.
You agree with that, Dr. Martsky, or what do you think?
Yes, we get people actually come to the clinic that have private care insurance, and some people will pay their own way. And it's very difficult for dentists in private practice to work under the Medicaid model. It's because the reimbursement is so low.
Do you think that could change?
I think there's not a shortage of dentists. That's contrary to some belief. I think if that reimbursement was raised, more dentists would do that. I've always done the Healthy Kids program in my practice, which a lot of other dentists do, just to help children. But I think if that reimbursement was changed, you would see more utilization. Mm.
We've been talking about the reopening of a dental clinic in a small Upper Peninsula town and the Grand Ledge dentist who's resuming monthly trips up north to serve his patients there. We want to thank Dr. Richard Martsky and Michelle Chapman with My Community Dental Centers in Sheboygan. Thanks to both of you for your time today. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.